We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
I can't find my truck. I can find Jimmy Butler or a truck for this bit. I'm so sick of this stuff.
There he is.
Ah, hello, truck.
Hello.
Anyway, truck. Double loss last night. Heat and Panthers both go down. The Panthers lost to the Bruins 4-3, coughed up a 3-2 lead in the third period. Although, Sam Bennett whooped that dude's ass on the Bruins, so that was cool.
Yeah, man.
He gave him the business.
Absolutely worth it.
Wow.
Hmm?
I was reading a stat. Bradley Beal games this year, 43. Tyler Hero, 36.
Oof.
Wow.
Bradley Beal.
These are not the people you want to be named with.
Oof.
These are not the people you want to be named with, for sure. So, yes, that loss yesterday, the Cats now 2 games back of the Bruins.
Don't they play them coming up?
Who? They just played them last night.
Oh. No, it's 2
games. Minus 1.
For forgetfulness.
I was watching the Heat game, sorry.
No, I understand. Listen, I didn't get to see it yesterday either. I only saw the highlights on Twitter because I was also boots on the ground at the Heat game yesterday. Cats will be back at it tomorrow against the New York Islanders. 7 o'clock is your puck drop there. Meanwhile, as Leroy mentioned, we watched the Heat last night. They lost to the Golden State Warriors. Jimmy Butler missed the game with an illness. Kevin Love did not make his return, by the way.
I thought he was.
They gave
every indication that he was coming back.
Yeah. Spo said before the game, he goes, yeah, we have to give those to the league, but I didn't really think that he was going to play. So there you go. Kevin Love was not there. So the Heat right now, still seventh in the Eastern Conference. Still, but now a game back. They could have pulled very close yesterday to the Pacers. Here was Spo after the game.
Our guys are not ignorant, and our guys are extremely competitive. You have a game like this, it's not because our guys don't care. That is not it. Our guys laid it out there, you know. Just couldn't get enough momentum offensively, decision-making, shot-making. To keep it close defensively, I thought it was good until, you know, at a certain point we didn't make shots, and then our resolve weakened a little bit, and then Curry and Thompson, you know, pretty much shut the door, you know, with a few of those threes and their shot making, that just kind of, you know, took the resolve and the hope away from us those last 4 minutes.
Yeah, you hear that, Frog Boy? He shut the door, dude.
Yeah, it sounded like the fourth reason, I believe, he gave. Yeah. Number one was the one he mentioned. I mean, Kevin Love not being there. Missed that guy.
He didn't mention that.
No, he did. You said something about
before
that.
The game.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. This was after the game. So that was definitely Kevin Love missed him, man. Really don't know what you have until he's gone.
How many people were blaming you last night on social media for Klay Thompson?
Literally every person. Like, oh my God, 28 points. Bunch of simpletons, dude.
What do you mean?
It's not even a 30-point game.
Oh, my God. He hasn't scored that many since January.
Which is a testament to how garbage he is. So you agree with me.
No. I'm not disagreeing that you have been onto something here with the sniffing around of the decline of Klay Thompson. Lord knows you have been on this train strangely for 3 years.
innovator.
But I told you to let it lie. You know, wait for the game to go by, then you mock him. But you wanted to come in. You wanted to rub some dirt in it as the game rolled up because you thought Jimmy was going to play. He ended up getting the BGs.
Jimmy, come on, dude. I don't know. Had I had some inside information, maybe I would have treated yesterday differently.
Poor Bam's got to chase around two Splash Brothers because nobody else can defend.
So
nobody else can make a shot. He's really tired.
Yeah. Rough game for him.
You think Bam, when he hears about Jimmy being sick, he goes, sick, huh?
Exactly. Didn't look sick in these photos. It's just bad timing, Jimmy.
Bam's like, I didn't go watch tennis. I love tennis.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know if he loves tennis, but I will say, I want to get to this coming on up. I heard something about Bam yesterday that was maybe the greatest endorsement of Bam Adebayo I've ever heard.
Wow.
Oh, from Michael Beasley?
I can't wait to get to this. It was an endorsement, dude.
Wait, here's the amazing thing about that. Now we are actually listening to Michael Beasley talk.
In fairness, didn't
talk when he played for the Heat.
In fairness,
at all.
I've always listened to Michael Beasley. I love Michael Beasley.
I know.
Special place in my heart, old Bees.
Every Heat fan loves Michael Beasley. He was an average player at best. He was
But that's just it. You know what? He was before his time.
He was before his time, and you know, like he was a child when he was on the Heat, Marcos, the first time around.
Okay,
the thing is that now he would have got drafted second, and everybody would have been in awe of his ability to score.
Oh my God!
And not give a damn that he couldn't play no defense.
There would be a Bees Muse on Twitter with all the people going at the haters. Oh, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, he was definitely ahead of his time, but another man ahead of his time, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb.
Ooh.
Because you guys sat here mocking
that
these guys might not be ready for the season. But I was listening to old McCoachin and listen to what he has to say.
Hold on. Can I tell you? No.
I don't want you to do that.
Without hearing what he said, and I don't know, folks. I haven't heard it. You want me to go ahead? Ask the question.
Mike, what's the timeline looking like for Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips? How's the recovery going?
Well, you know, there really isn't a timeline, but I'll tell you this. They are ahead of schedule. These guys are working their tails off, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're not doing something when camp starts.
All right.
There you go.
Let's hear what the real Mike McDaniel had to say.
It's going
to
take
they
longer.
They have been doing phenomenal. Those two in particular. You remember that line that I was talking to you guys about all season with Jalen Ramsey about no timelines? So after action report, since you guys didn't want to bring it up, I think that worked well. No timelines. He came back faster than you guys thought. But it's also from a psychological standpoint, you don't want people to chase the wrong things. I bring Jalen Ramsey up because both of those two individuals, Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, are extreme versions of, hey, we need to make sure they're not chasing a timeline, because as competitors, they will achieve that timeline. It might be at the worst for their body. So that relative to timelines, we specifically don't have those for those two. We've had to mandate that they have a week off of rehab just recently, both of them, because they've literally, they live there. They have a pseudo tape on the floor parking spots for their little scooters that they've graduated from. And they're both really hitting, doing exactly what you'd expect from those two individuals, which is absolutely attacking that process, but doing it from a perspective of, you know, they don't want to get healthy for 1 week. They want to be healthy for the whole season. So that's what they work towards.
Wow.
Now, Marcos.
Yeah.
Did I not say the same damn thing with Lethbridge?
No, that wasn't. You didn't say the same thing. You didn't say the same thing.
The first thing out of my word was no timeline.
Well, here's the thing, though. He then added a little caveat to it, which was what I said about Jalen Ramsey. No timeline. But what did I really mean?
Ahead of schedule.
It's code. It's
and I
code.
Said you're ahead of schedule.
Yeah. But ahead of schedule.
I just used less words. That's it. Wait.
Here's the thing.
Name another injury in the league. I give it the same damn answer.
No, dude. I mean, like, look, dude. These are catastrophic injuries we're coming back from, but these guys are attacking it. Huh? You know what that sounded like to me?
What?
Sounded like we won.
Okay.
What did you win?
Jesus.
What do you mean?
What did you win?
What do you mean, what did I win?
You say it sounds like we won. What did you win?
It sounds like week one.
Oh, week one. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you this. The timeline is the timeline. They're going to be healthy when they're healthy.
When is Gumlin?
You don't know. Nobody's ever going to tell you.
No.
The only player that I've heard with a setback was Alex Smith.
Well, yeah, that was bad.
Right, but they kept saying setbacks happen. That's the only time you've ever heard from an athlete where they say, oh, my goodness, he's way behind schedule. He had some more complications. Other than that, for the most part, every coach says the same thing. Oh, he's ahead of schedule.
Not like this, though. He gave them a week off, mandated it. He said, guys, you're too ahead of schedule. We don't want you ready by minicamp.
I did like that, though. I'm not going to lie.
They won't be
like
ready by minicamp.
You liked it, Marcos. You got to admit, these are good signs on JP and Bradley Chubb.
Leroy called everything that Mike McDaniel was going to say, but that one part, though, you know what I mean? Wow. You know, you're working too hard. You need a week off. That's good to hear.
Yep.
You know, that's the normal course of rehab.
No, I don't know.
So. I don't know.
No, one time I jammed my finger.
Wait.
No, 3 days.
Says a person who comes to the table with a jammed finger.
Jam fingers, no joke. No joke, dude. Wait. Jam finger hurts.
Were you ahead of schedule with your dead foot?
Oh, dude.
How long did it take that foot to come alive?
Like 3 days.
Well, like 3 days?
Yeah.
We're talking about 12-month injuries here.
Well, in the past, they were 12-month injuries.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, okay. I can't. Every time I think of that conversation, have you ever broke a bone in your body? No, but I had a dead foot.
Which I still don't know what that is, actually.
Nobody knows what dead foot is. He jammed his toe and he went, oh, ah! And his wife said, what's wrong? I got dead foot.
You know what's crazy, though? I do remember that week. He totally was limping. He said that he had dead foot, dude.
Told you, dude, right? I was in some pain, Marco.
I remember him in pain.
Came to work for 2 weeks and didn't realize I had a broken leg.
I know.
And you bring dead foot to the party.
But yours was it in the tibia, the fibula, or the kneecap? I forget.
The fibula.
Yeah, see, you know, with dead foot, you're right at the base, you know?
You can't even. Dude, can I just say this? Next time somebody says something hurts, don't bring dead foot to the party. I know exactly what you mean. I had dead foot. Don't bring dead foot.
I've been trying to Google it the whole time.
I mean, I'm thinking from the medical profession, dead foot is like when you get gangrene in your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what you're explaining.
No, that's not dead foot. Gangrene and dead foot are not the same thing.
Well, your foot is dead when you get gangrene. Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, my God.
What?
You look that up. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This hour of Tobin and Leroy is sponsored.
All right, welcome back. Hey, you guys like Dave and Buster's? We got a chance for you to win a $250 gift card to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood to go watch the tournament, the Heat, the Panthers, and more. Just go to WQM.com's contest page. Enter there, and you may win. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Eat, drink, play, watch sports. Got a pair of tickets to give away to Heat and Knicks.
Hold on.
Hmm?
This is the most asinine thing you've ever done.
What'd I do?
Okay. The term is not dead foot.
Mm-hmm.
It's called drop foot or foot drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you didn't have it,
mm-hmm.
temporary foot drop, how long? Foot drop is often temporary,
mm-hmm.
and many people recover within a few months.
That's not what I had.
Okay, exactly.
I had dead foot.
You didn't...
I told you that on the front end, though. Like, I don't know. You didn't. You had drop. That's not what I had. I had dead foot.
Google does not recognize dead foot.
I mean, they cannot recognize it all they want. It's what I had. I don't know what to tell you.
What's wrong with you?
You're gonna sit here. By the way, have you seen this Dave Roberts, Dodgers manager, saying that Shohei Ohtani, ever since he got rid of the interpreter, much more chummy around the teammates now that the interpreter's gone. AKA, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Well, he's going
to
play nice now. He's going to be just like a picture of, right?
It feels like to me Shohei Ohtani's looking for action all around. He's like, hey, you guys want to bet on something in here?
No.
Need that action.
I think he's got to show that. I mean, at least show his teammates that he wasn't about that or sure. whatever.
They're in there. Miguel Rojas and Mookie Betts are playing ping pong. And he goes, what are we betting on this, guys? Who's the favorite? Who are we going to parlay this later? Who got the tournament? Who we got, huh? Relax. Shohei, calm down, dude.
Calm down, dude.
What do we got, man? Relax.
So now all of a sudden he's speaking perfect English? Right?
They're like, Shohei, what? I could do this the whole time.
You know what? It's crazy because most of the Japanese players will have an interpreter, but the Latin players will try to, like, gradually learn English, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they said, who came here? What's his name?
Ichiro?
Ichiro. Yeah. They said Ichiro could speak pretty good English.
Yeah, but they don't. He doesn't want anything misinterpreted.
But and that's what sucks about speaking a different language is that they're vultures. The media here, and they just want to hear what you have to say without fully understanding that sometimes your translation it comes out a little bit different.
Yeah, but you want to know what it is, the universal language?
What?
Chili peppers.
Yes, boy, some good old value.
I looked at all the universal languages on Google and nobody recognized Deadfoot.
They will.
Maybe you hit a funny bone or something and your foot went to sleep
for 3 days.
Maybe. I mean, we're saying the same thing.
No, we're not.
We are, dude.
I'm saying what Google said.
Nobody's ever had a funny bone shut down their foot like that. That's dead foot. Very painful. Because drop foot, I don't think you feel anything. I think you just flop around like a fish.
Okay. You didn't even know what it was. Now you're telling me.
Right. Now all of a sudden you tell us. Can I just tell you something? You're gonna be unbearable as an old person.
What? Why?
Telling all them kids stories,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, "Oh."
First of all, I mean, I'm the one,
Uncle Tobin, or Grandpa telling the whopper again.
I'm not trying to say I'm sitting here and I'm tough. I'm. In fact, the whole point of this is I'm looking at two guys in Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips who are recovering ahead of science. And you're like, "Oh, what do you know about it?"
Hey, I was perusing Twitter.
Yeah.
And on Twitter. Somebody had the same situation as you. Who was it? It was, let me get it. Hold on. First, they showed a kid getting blasted
Bro, you all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to look. I'm trying
I have
to
no idea what you're about to talk about.
I'm about to talk about somebody got a possum.
Oh, I saw that. That was Matt Barnes.
Oh. And it was 9 minutes of exhilaration because that possum was playing dead and he threw a whole fruit basket at him. Boxes, right? I mean, he couldn't get that.
I'm going to tell you.
And then he said, F everybody for laughing at me. But I'm like, Tober wouldn't play. Because then he went at him with a golf club and he's talking to the possum. He's like, look, I don't want to hurt you on IG. So let's work something out. Right? Oh, that, I mean, because the possum just went.
So what did he end up getting the possum out of there? Because I haven't watched the video. I just saw the tweets about it.
Yeah, yeah. He ended up getting it out. But
like he got to scurry out?
No, he like basically pushed him out with a golf club. And I'm like, you know, if Tobin had that golf club, he would have been outside.
Trust me, my confrontation did not last 9 minutes.
Well, because you thought it was right. Wait, I can't believe I come to you for animal questions, right? The two times I've come to you, one, you thought the possum had rabies.
I did.
Right? No, he does not. And the other one was when I sent you a picture of the snake in my box, in the little box outside, and you go, whoo, that's poisonous.
Oh man, we had a snake outside in our backyard this past week. My daughter, she taught me about this app that like you take the picture and the thing can look up the animal. Oh. I mean, it's pretty great.
What's it, poisonous? So,
No. In fact, it kills rodents, so I kept it around.
Oh, yeah, nice. Good. Really? I'll take that.
Well, I mean, because now the next time you open your grill up, it's going to be a snake and a
possible
and a rat. Hey. Listen, that's right. That's right, J-Fig. You better have Zoom, because if you can take a picture, you too close.
No. It wasn't going to attack me. I, if you're on the really? Bat, you're fine. Yeah.
What?
This is me.
Are you familiar with wildlife?
Yeah, I am.
Dude, they're scared too. They bite when they're scared though.
This is what happened to the possum.
If I had to just lie dead next to me, and I'm like, you little I'll whoop your ass if your dad don't do it for you. But then, I looked for his kid, and I pointed at him, and I saw him, and I was like, hey.
That might be the fun. But you know what? What makes it so funny is the kid's dad goes, had it coming, right? Had it coming. You gonna talk trash? Had it coming.
This past week, we went fishing in the canal backyard, in the backyard.
What'd you catch?
Turtles.
Turtles, dude. Look at this guy.
Yeah. You see the turtle coming and you get your line away from
bro.
It.
Inhumane.
Nah. What do you mean inhumane?
You did it on purpose.
Did you take the hook out? Or you
yeah,
just
of course. No, I took the hook out.
Yeah, and then he punted it back into the water.
I didn't punt it. I threw it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Shuffle pass.
It was. Oh, it was like a little.
Did it try to bite you?
Yeah, he did. Mm. Little bastard.
Hey, you ever? So I used to take fines in Everglades, right? And you can go like on Atlantic off of the Sawgrass. They have a little park back there. You could just go park and go back there and fish. But you catch everything in the world. Garfish, mudfish. You got to avoid the alligators. They got turtles back there. I'm like, Fonz's like, when are we going to catch a good fish? I said, shut up, boy. Just catch something.
Like, that's kind of how it worked. Well, like, right. We weren't getting any fish, and then the turtle got, I'm like, hey, we got something.
Really? And then what did Tommy do? Is he not a toucher of the fish yet, right?
Of course he wanted to touch the turtle. What kind of a question is that?
Really? Yep, you're going to get your kid bit by something, because he think he's going to be like daddy out back catching iguanas. Me and my daddy do this all the time. What is wrong with you? You ain't like, come on, you got to teach him how to be safe.
Why don't you teach me about Live Golf, dude? Why don't you teach me about that, all right? Because we got some fun coming up next week with Live Golf. I saw the billboard yesterday.
It's next week. And what they're doing out there is phenomenal. But golf's boldest league is coming back to Miami from Friday, April 5th to Sunday, April 7th. And now's your chance to be there. Catch Live Golf at Doral's Blue Monster and see John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson take on one of the world's most fearsome golf courses with live DJs and a euphoric headline concert. Akon and Young Jeezy. I should sing Locked Up, huh? I'm going to sing that next time. Tickets are selling fast, so grab yours now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com. Com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is
560 WQAM, everybody.
14 years, they are decomposable.
Take you up until 2 here on the program. Danny Green going to join us, our Odyssey NBA insider. Yes, former 3-time NBA champion. He is that of 2 victories over the Miami Heat and 1 loss. So he will join the program in about an hour's time. We will talk to Danny and get his thoughts on all things in the NBA. I was just watching the Matt Barnes video during the break, Marcos, and yes. I think my favorite part of it thus far is him throwing limes at him to try and get
limes
wet. Okay. He's like just like trying to ping throwing limes at him to see if he'll move.
And what was the final result? Did he have to
I guess they were moving out of, the thing that I found interesting about this is like, how did he build that possum fort to try and keep him from going around the house? But I guess he was moving out of the house, so he had all these boxes lying around. So he was able to make some barriers, but the thing still wasn't budging. It tried to hide in a box, but he couldn't. But it was like under the box, like it wasn't in the box, so he couldn't just lift the thing and take him out. Eventually, the thing, like Leroy said, like eventually just it hightailed it out of there and found its way out of the door. Yeah. He didn't pick it up or anything. But I would have just, I definitely in that situation, if I wanted to, let's just say, not do the method that I did the last time I encountered a possum when I thought that it was rabid.
Yeah.
I probably would just grab it by its scruff.
Really? You just grab a possum, huh?
You stand over it, right? And, you know, grab him.
But you don't even like I feel my number one reason is not necessarily because I'm scared of getting bit by the possum. I just think it's honestly one of the most repulsive animals of all time.
It's really gross.
It really
I hate
is him. So gross, dude.
Let me tell you something. I was coming home last night. I don't have a lot of streetlights on my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I was perusing along, and this raccoon crossed the street. But this thing was like the size of Zach Sealer. Like it was a nose tackle.
Wow.
I was like, that thing was beat with. The Dolphins need a little help.
Yeah.
Get this little trash panda in there right next to Sealer.
Yeah. Help plug a hole.
Did you see yesterday? We'll get to your mix back here in a second. But did you see yesterday Christian Wilkins said goodbye to Zach Sealer? You know, because he's the godfather of baby Sealer. Because Sealer, the Sealers had their kid, and they said old Uncle Pepper came over.
Oh.
And, you know, now he's heading to Vegas. Very sad.
Very sad indeed, dude. Every time I see a video of him doing anything like Raiders related, I'm always like, you know, just looking at my ex. Like,
yeah, should I unfollow him?
Yeah, it's probably best. Not necessarily probably because like there's any beef. Usually, you know, that's the reason for an unfollow. Just to save your mental health, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt your heart.
Let's get to the mixed bag. Bag brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do we got today, Steve Kermit?
It's a good one, though. Not gonna lie to you. Pretty good.
I used it on him last night. He knew.
Mike Tomlin used a new term. I'm not sure. Are you familiar with the term pole position?
Yeah, pole position is like that's like when you have the lead position. You're at the pole.
Indeed, that is much different than I thought we were talking about when Mike Tomlin referred to Russ being in pole position. I was like, what in the Kyle Lowry is going on in Pittsburgh? But as you know, Justin Fields has joined the QB room over there in Mike Tomland. See what I did there? Pretty good. Okay. And this what Mike Tomlin had to say about what should be a pretty heated QB race over there in Pittsburgh.
We're not resistant to competition, but as I've mentioned several times of late, I just think it's appropriate to establish positioning as we get into this thing. And the term that I've used is Russell has pole position. And why do I use that term? Because during this time where we're not formally working, man, I just think it's beneficial. His experience in the National Football League, his process that's been honed and perfected, talking about over a 12-month calendar, is not only good for him, it's good for teams. It's good for receivers, tight ends, running backs, et cetera. All the things that people are that are really committed to winning do this time of year. Russell has those resources, man, that structure. And so that's why I say he has pole position, man. It just creates a synergy that I think is good for this time of year. When it's time to compete, we get in training camp-like settings and going to preseason stadiums and so forth. Obviously, Justin will be given an opportunity to show his capabilities.
Nah, makes sense. Makes sense. You have the veteran presence there. I don't think there's anything too crazy about it. I do love the fact, though, that we are in wacky Russell Wilson workout video season. That like him with the I saw him the other day, like working out on the polo field, throwing routes, and then he was like lifting inside with like sunglasses on. So it's that time of year for wacky Russell Wilson workout videos.
Love it, dude. Absolutely love it. One of the best times,
dude. I'm over it.
What?
I'm over it.
Is this about the permit?
No. No, because they're trying to deliver tiles tomorrow. Oh, they were supposed to do it on Monday, and now it ends up being on Thursday. And I'm like, I got to make sure everybody get their car out the way. Mm. You know, it's just nobody does stuff when they're supposed to.
Yeah, it's annoying, man.
Anyway, I'm done with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Here's all I want him to do. Play some damn football. That's all we care about. You had an average, decent season last year, but your team sucked. But the years before that, you were horrible, right? The team that you played on, right? The team that you played on ate $38 million to get your ass out of there.
Crazy.
Okay? Nobody wanted to see your offseason workouts. We want to see you play football. We want to see if you can still play. Okay? Showing us what you're doing, working out. Don't do nothing. Nothing except make people tired of you all even more.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Well, the NFL draft about a month away. A lot of the projections for the Miami Dolphins have them taking an offensive lineman.
Literally like all of them. I've seen like four different ones this week. They're all different offensive linemen.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy, right?
That is.
So I don't know who it's going to be.
Question. If it's four offensive linemen, can you wait and maybe get something else that might be, you can get a better, value for?
I don't know. I think that it's just.
So my question is this. Their pick comes up, right? Yep. What if one of them big-time tight ends is available?
I don't know. I wouldn't rule it out. They supposedly scouted the tight end from Texas, but apparently the only guy – and look, I'm not – this
the
is not
only
my
guy. The only guy is Bowers. Bowers, right, from Georgia.
Bowers
is the beef.
That's the guy everybody says is a bona fide stud. And I have seen, you know, him be mocked around where the Dolphins are picking. And I wouldn't put it past Mike McDaniels to take another weapon. I mean, it's his first-round pick. Let him have some fun, baby.
But here's my question. The whole offseason, you've heard from the Dolphins how it's time to be responsible with the cap, with who you have, with who you pay, right? That was kind of the whole thing with Christian Wilkins. Yeah, we wanted him. But at some point, when you're paying all these other guys, you got to be responsible with how you're paying money out.
Right? And the other thing I'd say too is with the money, while you want offensive linemen at a good rate, the Dolphins have their offensive line, I think, in pencil, don't they? Like, am I crazy that they it is right now Armstead, probably Isaiah Wynn, Brewer, the center they got from Tennessee.
Yeah.
I'm imagining Eichenberg's going to right guard. Thank God he's not going to snap. And then Austin Jackson just signed extension. So look, we've seen with having Teron Armstead, you need to have depth. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But do you use a first round pick on it?
Here's the other thing, right? Whoever you take, I would say in the first two, maybe three rounds, have to make an impact immediately.
Agreed.
Because you need some cheap talent.
I'm sorry, Marcos. We jumped into your discussion already. We haven't even heard what he wants to bring up.
You guys are talking about weapons.
We're just mad at you for ruining last night with Klay
Thompson.
It wasn't
my fault, dude. It was reason number four. I am reason number four. Okay. Weapons indeed would be something that Mike McDaniel would love to utilize in this offense, but where are weapons used best? In the trenches, guys. In the trenches. And who better to tell you about potential candidates that the Dolphins could pick up on the offensive line than Leroy's boy, Jim Harbaugh?
Is important. I mean, if I asked you the question of, like, what position group depends on no other position group to be good, but every other position group depends on them to be good, you know, what position group is that? Offensive line. They're not relying on any other position group to be good. They go out and they're good. But yet every other position group relies on the offensive line to be good. And then the D-line, they'll be the ones that argue back, we don't need the offensive line to be good. Do you like when the offense has a 12-play drive and, you know, the field position? Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. You're right. You know, it's like, so yeah, that building that, you know, building that, you know, kind of offensive line, that's exciting. You know, can't wait to do that. April 2nd. Let's get it started. Let's go. You know, so you feel ready to roll.
Now.
Wow.
Can I just say this?
Wow.
I'm going to say this.
He knows football.
And that was my teammate.
He's tough.
If I told you Mike McDaniel said that, you wouldn't be shocked. But it was the same stuff, right?
That guy knows football, dude.
It's the look in his eye that gets me. It's like...
He went crazy.
He's like... D-line?
So, by the way, he is 100% accurate that if you have a good offensive line, your team will be a lot better if everything else was average. If that unit was elite, so there is some truth to that.
Yep.
But it's easy for him to say that when they've struggled at that position. So he's building it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike McDaniel's in a different situation. They've kind of been able to be respectful at offensive line.
Well, what are they picking? Fifth? They're going to have their basically, like, because they had Herbert, so they're not taking a quarterback. They're going to have basically. He's said this. Like, he says, we basically have the number one pick. And... you know, so they're going to have their pick. I mean,
Would you trade that pick and get additional picks?
If you want to build offensive line, yeah, probably. Because I bet somebody
else is going to take offensive line. Because keep in mind, if you trade with somebody, then that's one less person you're going to have to deal with. If you get two picks, right, now you're getting a pick. Because right now, I'm thinking everybody who has a chance to trade and still get the player they want should trade, because you could end up in a situation like Chicago. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, I'm looking at a team like, say, even like Washington. Like, you'd have so many needs. Why would you put a quarterback through that his first 3 years?
Well, they did this, didn't the last year the Texans traded up and they got two in the top three, right? So right. Maybe somebody does something like that too.
Right, right. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out, but usually when everybody's going quarterback and wide receiver, so we know the first five picks will be quarterback, wide receiver, right? And you have the fifth pick, you can get more picks. And I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. And then have a team move up and start. Then everybody else feels like we gotta move around too, because I think they want this guy or they want this guy. Because, I mean, me personally, if I'm Washington, is a quarterback ready for that team right now?
I mean, you got to think they're going to go in that direction anyway. There's just a lot of mystery because there's a lot of buzz behind McCarthy that he may actually go number two.
The last time they were in this position, they took RG3 and ruined him.
Yep.
Because he was running for his life and he got hurt. Are you going to look at that and then not only sign a quarterback, but a quarterback that's very similar to RG3?
I don't think they're going to.
Jaden Daniels?
You have to think it's a whole new organization now because they got new ownership and everything. So they're going to go. They're not going to say, well, that's going to happen to us. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that's how they're going to go about it.
I know, but the lesson to be learned here is you have to do one of two things. You have to do the Jordan Love thing, right? Or you have to make damn sure that you have a supporting cast around him that he's not running for his life the first 2 or 3 years, because now you're thinking your team has no production in 2 or 3 years, and now you got to make a decision on your quarterback, and you haven't even put the team around him to be able to evaluate him.
Marcos, give us one more in the mixed bag, buddy.
I see the bumper stickers already. Kennedy Rogers. This is what Robert Saleh had to say about Aaron Rodgers' potential stint as vice president.
No, I don't think outside the football world, I think it was viewed a little bit differently in the political world than it was at least in our world.
Well,
sounds like he didn't like that tease at all, to be honest with you.
Indeed. But as reported right here, according to CBS Sports and NBC Sports, as expected, Aaron Rodgers won't be running for vice president. So
he picked somebody.
Yeah, he picked somebody else. I don't know the person that he picked, but he announced it yesterday. Apparently, he got panned.
Jordan Poyer seems to be his selection. It seems he is a fan of the ayahuascas.
The ayahuasca party.
Yeah, indeed.
There you go. Well, a team that played like it was on ayahuasca last night, the Panthers. Some cat talk coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.